Time it's now 7 o'clock.
Worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Okay. Thank you, Harry. Good morning. Good evening. Good day. I got it right at 4 o'clock. You can't expect it twice in a row. It is good to be with you. Merry Christmas is appropriate. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yes. And we are broadcasting, in case people are listening, WPHM. What is this broadcast? This is Our Savior Lutheran, Port Huron, Michigan. We broadcast on Sunday mornings, 8:30, every week. And we have been consistent for 82, 83 years. That's an enormous amount of time. Since 1938, you do the math.
Hmm? I remember that.
I know. While he was there, he had the first one with the big tubes. So, radio is consistent every Sunday, but when we have special orders like Christmas Eve, we always make sure we're alive out there because people can't necessarily get out of their house or have a home church where they have evening service, so we do. So we're glad you're with us. Tonight is candlelight service, and tonight is also Eucharist. If you're part of the baptized family of God, we do not distinguish color, flavor of Christianity you are. If you're in Jesus Christ, you are Christian. And this is the table the Lord invites you to. And as I always said, and I said at 4 o'clock service, it was only denominations that put barriers up to communion, because Christ never did. He accepted everybody as they were and said, come, take and eat. This is my body, this is my blood. We do the same. So if you're part of that fellowship, please commune with us. We encourage you to do that. You'll be guided by the deacons. On the back table, it may be all gone from 4 o'clock, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock, but we had some ornament balls that Kathy Cole made for the 100th anniversary of our Savior. Is there one left? One left. Highest bidder. No. No, we're not making money now. Whoever can run the fastest. You remember as kids we used to chink? Maybe you didn't do that in Michigan. We did in Pennsylvania. Anyway, so in the course of things. And also I had bags back there that I passed out the Sunday that we did the congregational meeting. And one was for every family. I'll get you some more stocked out there again. But for those on radio, certainly for us in-house, we know we're celebrating our 100th anniversary right now. February 2020, we will be 101 years old with the anniversary of that date. So we are happy and blessed by God that we can still be here to do ministry in his name. Now you're going to wonder who that magnificent organist is. You may have known him from the community. If you've been with us at Our Savior any length of time, you know when Sharon Hudson, health was changing. If Sharon wanted time off, Sharon says, ask Harry Krause. That was her hand choice, right, Harry? Harry's the man. And he's a regular at Faith Lutheran. We'll forgive him. But we're glad he can serve us this evening. Now, he's in between a 4 o'clock service that he played for. He doesn't have responsibility for the 7 o'clock hour, but he has to report back at Faith for their 11 o'clock service. I was thinking I'd preach a little longer. Nah, I wouldn't do that. No, he's a good man. He has served our congregation many times. So thank him for tonight. Our worship begins as you follow the order of service. Please rise. We sing our entrance hymn, Joy to the World.
Thank you.
I stand in awe of the organ and the music you did for us, Carrie. Thank you. Joy to the world. It was good. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our hymn of praise is, good Christian friends, rejoice.
Christians, friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain the everlasting hope. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
It's our custom here at Our Savior to pray the prayer of the day together, so if you'll join me, please. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. If you'll please be seated, we have the reading of the Word of God, Kay Price. Jumping up for the first reading. Thank you, Jennifer, at the microphone for accompanying us.
This poem promises deliverance from Assyrian oppression, a hope based on the birth of a royal child with a name full of promise. While Judah's king will practice justice and righteousness, the real basis for faith lies in God's passion for the people. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you very much, Kate. Second reading, my husband, Bill Price.
The second reading for today is from the second chapter of Titus, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Word of God, word of life.
We have special music this evening by, tell me your instruments again.
Alto saxophone and baritone.
Baritone and alto saxophone. Nathan and Brandon Mack. It has been fun to watch these two young men over the years they played for us. They had done, they're not little anymore, right, Wally? They really have grown up. And Amanda, can I announce on radio about his acceptance at U of M? Oh, okay. Brandon just was notified. He's been accepted at several colleges for next year, but he just found out a few days ago University of Michigan has accepted him. He hasn't decided where he's going, but they're in the running. If you're able to stand for the gospel.
The The gospel is from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. And so in those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Now this was the first registration that was taken place when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the city of Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant of the house and the family of King David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting to deliver a child. When they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to the firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. So in that region, there were also shepherds who were living out in the fields. They were keeping watch over their flock by night, when an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Now there will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. They were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known that which was told to them about this child by the angels. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them within her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all that they had heard and now they had seen, as it had been told to them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this day. Amen. For those on Radio WPHM, you're listening to Our Savior Lutheran Church. We regularly broadcast for over 80 years, 8:30, on Sunday mornings every week. You can pick us up by live radio. If the technology of radio at AM is not in your spirit, get a computer, a pad, whatever device, your cell phone, get us on WPHM.net, and you can simulcast us as if you had a radio. In fact, it's better quality because you get it digitized. That is an AM signal, okay? And then if it's coming at another time, you can't make the 8:30 service or like this evening service, pick us up on podcast, WPHM.net. You will be able to get it virtually 1 to 2 hours after this broadcast. It'll be received on the internet. And if you actually go to the website, you're going to actually see about 3 years of worship services at Our Savior hanging there for your listening at your choice, okay? So that's one of the nice things we get by being broadcasted with WPHM. Well, dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this night. Amen. I don't know how your preparation for this blessed day and event has been. A lot of things take place before a holiday, major events in life. A lot of times there's reflections. Sometimes it's nostalgia. I think I've been listening to Christmas music for about 7 weeks now, ad nauseum. Now it bugs me. But not the Christian music, not the hymns we sing. It's that other fluff out there. This is the true nature of the season we honor this night. It's that recognition that in the passage of time, different experiences have special meaning for us. At the early service at 4 o'clock, I've said to people who have come to me after that service, I think everybody sitting here in the worship, there were about 70 here, I think I either baptized, married, or buried their family members. Every one of them. That's scary. I've been here 26 years, and my life is intertwined with so many people's lives. And it's that recognition, just like those who travel the world to get back here this evening, the understanding that God is good. And God brings us together from many different places to be God's people. And that's just a surprise. That in itself is a joy. But going back over time, I don't know how Christmases were for you. One of my customs is I usually listen once a year, and I got my dose this last week. And that is The White Christmas. I listen to that old 40s video, and I sing it heartily. And then it gets to the part where it gets boring. And then I skip forward. It's part of a tradition. I think we all have some kind of a tradition in the recognition of life and special events. I shared at the 4 o'clock service. In the Dorsbacher household where I grew up, I was the youngest of the three boys, plumber's family, doomed to be a plumber, except the Lord plucked me out to become a pastor. In Christmas, we had a small bungalow house. And in Pittsburgh, that's a small house for five people. The living room was as big as an 8x4 sheet of plywood. I know that because my father would make us a train track that would consume the whole floor of the living room. My mother and him would have to move all the furniture out so we could run our trains during the Christmas season. That was a joy. Couldn't get in our front door because the door couldn't open. It was that tight. Now that's a memory you don't forget. And I dare say many of us have found different experiences in life and said, oh. And then when we reflect, when there's a moment of pause, and that's what Christmas is, it's a pause time. Some people get off work, some people get a break, some get 2 or 3 weeks. Whatever it is for you, whatever it has been for you, if you're retired, and you kind of read back when the kids were smaller and the house was full of noises and smells, and you just wish the kids got out of there quicker. Whatever that experience was, it's recognition that those things are the meaningful things as we grow older. And you kind of ask yourself, what do I have to look forward to? Where is this taking me? In the annals of time and space, we say goodbye many times to people we've loved. So far, I am aware of two families that Our Savior had had the death of a parent within the last 2 weeks. That's hard. The grieving is intense because we expect a holiday to be joyful, and it's anything but joyful. It's full of tears and sadness. It's a recognition that there's a mixture in life of our memories, good and bad, powerful, sometimes life-changing, but always we're moving in a forward direction. Forward direction. You ever notice we say in our colloquy, talking to ourselves, we say that there's no going back. Somebody after the early service was talking about a back time. They wish they could go back. You can't go back. It doesn't happen. So where are we going? A good theological question. Our friends leave us. They graduate. Spouses die. Children die. Parents die. Where is this whole thing leading us? What is the good news? Does life have meaning and purpose? Oh, sure it does. Is it just endless running the pace of like a hamster in a cage? No. Life is moving forward, not circular. The Judeo-Christian view of history was it was totally forward. It was not repeat, repeat, repeat. History is not that way for human existence. We gain a little, we lose a little, we experience joys, sadness, but ever moving forward. And as the New Testament says, and we don't want to be reminded of this, but it's appointed once for each of us to die. appointed once for each of us to die. And therein comes the rub. What does Christmas have to do with that reality? Everything. The best gift that God gave to us was not when we knelt at the crib, but it's when God came and dwelt among us and allowed his body to be nailed to a cross. That was the gift, fully given to us in Jesus Christ. It's a gift of life. It's a gift of hope. The Advent Sundays, we Christians, we have had a season called Advent, 4 Sundays preceding Christmas. First Sunday of Advent, back there in December, 1st of December, was that of hope. The second candle, blue candle, was that of peace. The third candle was rose or pink, candle of joy. Last Sunday, just 2 days ago, was the candle of love. So you have hope, peace, joy, love. All leading to this blessed event of the Nativity, the birth of Jesus Christ. He's come as one of us to redeem all of us in his son Jesus. You may say to yourself, well, what's this all about, this Christian stuff? If you go back to the first reading you heard read from Isaiah, it was a passage about, lo, there is darkness everywhere, and we needed light, and God provided the light to shine on God's people, right? You don't have to be super intelligent to know that this nation, United States of America, over 200 years old, is in dire straits. This is not a political message. It's a spiritual message. We have so much division, so much schism. There's no forgiveness. It's just bloodthirstiness. And it just will not end peacefully. It doesn't look good for anybody. Everybody's right, and nobody's wrong. And what do we do with it? I always like the reason why we have a National Day of Prayer in May. It's a quotation out of the Old Testament. If this nation will humble itself and come back to its God and beseech God for their ways and their future, then God will hear their cry and God will answer their prayer. I don't know about you. I don't know if that day will ever happen in the United States of America. I pray that it will. But I don't think we're ready to deal with that reality of God. You see, what we proclaim, both on radio and as well as in person, is that God's a living reality. God holds us all accountable for our lives. The consequences, they're ours. You can't blame it on your spouse, you can't blame it on your kids, and you can't blame it on your parents. We are self-made people. We did it to ourselves. And the understanding that God in Jesus Christ has actually heard and seen, that's scary, seen our need. And he sent us a remedy. It came in a bundle. Oh, it wasn't wrapped fluffy. No, it was wrapped in straw. And it smelled probably like all straw does with animals in them. Not very pretty. But therein was the Son of the living God. Therein was the mystery promised 1,000 years before, now made real right before their eyes. And the recognition and the call to come and follow him. Now the second part of that, having that light in the darkness, is the calling for holy living. You know, you and I are always presented with choices, no doubt about it. We hear and we criticize other people because they made dumb decisions. Of course, we made the most intelligent ones, not likely. And in the course of things, we don't hold ourselves accountable or responsible, and we blame other people and project the guilt to them. God just wants humility. God wants truthfulness, honesty, and confession, and he asks us to turn around. That's what the word repentance means, to turn around. Don't stay the same course. See, you're coming to oblivion if you don't change. this God of ours wants us to change. When we come to the communion rail each time, it's with good intentions, I'm sure, that God's going to make a remake me, a redo, so to speak, as people do with what, their hair, their nails, their clothing, a redo. Well, you know what? We need a redo tonight. We need to come honest and receive the body and blood of Christ in a way maybe is unique for us, but it calls us to consider and contemplate where we stand with God and what God's will is for us and for this nation. This God loves us, make no doubt about it. This God has great compassion, and I always like the recurring phrase of a psalmist, the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. And then it speaks another verse, and then the steadfast love of the Lord can, you know, and it goes on and on for like 30 verses, just to get Israel to remember, steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. Don't ever forget it. God does love us, and God extends his love endlessly to each and every one of us. May the God of grace, the God born in Nazareth, Bethlehem, grew up, and who died for us, be there and change us. We're going to sing the offertory, Change My Heart. Okay, so let us offer ourselves back to God. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. Hymn of the day is Angels from the Realms of Glory. Page 8 in your service folder, we sing. We affirm together our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. If you'll please rise, we're on page 9. Together we affirm, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. And on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With our prayers,
As heaven and earth rejoice, let us pray for the needs of the church and all the world. Your great compassion, O God, is increased in our joy. Give us gratitude each day for your light and the bread of life. Hear us, O God. Because of your generosity, the trees clap their hands, the deep waters teem with varied creatures, and the stars burn with distant fire. Make us grateful for all that you call us to nurture and protect. Hear us, O God. Because you know our need for order, you give us nations, cities, and neighborhoods. Help us to welcome the expertise of leaders and to uphold their good direction and to oppose what harms the vulnerable. Hear us, O God. Because you are a God of healing and renewal, you make whole what is broken. We beg your mercy on all who find this time of year a burden. Strengthen the grieving and comfort those who struggle with addictions. We pray especially for those we name aloud or silently. Hear us, O God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you have given us to each other to encourage and challenge. Give us hearts that remember your Christmas gifts beyond this night. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for those before us who witness your presence, taught us to pray, and strengthened us in the truth, and all with whom we share the feast of eternal life. Hear us, O God.
In your hands we do commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
And if you'll please be seated, we receive our gifts for the work of the Lord's church. And to bring you up to date on some things as well. That selection Harry Play, How Great is Our God? I hope you know that in the contemporary worship scene. That is just beautiful, Harry. Good choice. How great is our God? He truly is. I'm trying to think. I was going to do announcements, but he gave us such beautiful music. That's far better. On the back table, I'm trying to think anything. Oh, I have one last thing. I was trying to pass that to some who are guests. I put together a few years ago the windows of our Savior and explaining in Scripture where it's found. So if you've never picked one up, they are back on the back table, where you can take it off me right up here in the front. Okay. So at this point in the service, if you'll please rise, we sing We Are an Offering.
Thank you.
God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to all his disciples. He said, "Take and eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the meal was over, he took the cup of wine. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's given and shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." So as often as we eat this bread, we drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let every heart receive your Savior. Thanks be to God. We Lutherans love to sing during distribution. Please be seated. Sing, and you'll be guided by the deacons forward for the sacrament. Dan, Christ's body.
Eternal
table talk. That's why I didn't have it on. Okay. If you'll please rise, we're on page 17 for the blessing. Thank you, sound manager. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with us, remain with us always. Amen.
Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever. Amen.
Okay. Now we shift. Microphone is on. This is good. You get your candles, please. For those on the radio, what we're doing, we have what this candle in the center at the baptismal font is called the Paschal, P-A-S-C-H-A-L, Paschal candle. It is the candle of the Passover lamb, the one who gives his life for us, symbol of Jesus Christ. It's used at baptisms, funerals, and occasions when the church's year is color white liturgically, and Christmas Eve is one of those lights. So I light my candle from the Christ candle. The deacons will come forward and light their candles from this candle, which is from the Christ candle. It will go down center aisle, and only the ones at the ends receive the flame. The only candle that tilts is the one not lit. As soon as you light it, straighten it up, or the wax is going to flow. Okay, so hold your candle up. At the end of the service, keep it up when you blow it out, but don't turn it yet for a couple moments, because the wax will run. Danny and Linda have been custodians. They will tell you for years what it's like to try to get wax out of carpet. It's not a pretty picture. So be careful with a hot wax. I'll get it. I probably could use it. You want to light yours for mine? Deacons, if you come forward, we'll light yours. Sure, yeah. Dan, I'll come to you. There you got your flame. We're all connecting. Candles are lit, the lights, house lights will go down, and then we'll sing this silent night hymn. Okay? By candlelight. If you'll turn down the house lights, we'll sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
Savior Lutheran Church. Begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.